JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, 1,000 young people to receive training under a new technology advancement program, and later our Glimpses of Jamaica segment. Let's go Roundabout JA. Stay tuned.
Don't let the energy eater steal your money this Christmas.
TV?
Check.
Cable box?
Check.
Radio?
Check.
Computer?
Check.
DVD?
Check.
Modem?
Check.
Fans?
Check.
Microwave?
Check.
That's it! Everything unplugged. Let's hit the road!
If you're traveling this Christmas, make sure you unplug all your appliances before you go so you save money. Don't let the energy eater steal your money this Christmas. A message from the Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica, your energy advisor.
Come January 2018, the Universal Service Fund, USF, will be engaging approximately 1,000 youngsters in information communication technology ICT training and employment. Recruitment for the first cohort under the Technology Advancement Program, TAP, is being undertaken by the Ministry of Science, Energy and Technology and the Caribbean Maritime University, CMU. The training will run for 12 months. Technology Minister Dr. Andrew Wheatley says the program provides a golden opportunity for unattached youth, as well as students and graduates aged 18 to 35 years.
We have been talking about building out a knowledge-based digital society. And so we have a number of initiatives that speaks to connectivity. What we are doing now is tapping into technology. We are ensuring that every single Jamaican, as much as possible, get access and get that level of empowerment. Top 1,000 in the first year seeks to employ 1,000 Jamaicans.
TAP will utilize community access points already set up across the island by the USF. Participants will receive training and employment in digitization, data collection and proofreading, among other areas. Several spots will also be reserved for youth groups and members of the disabled community. For more information on TAP, call the USF at 926-1727. Under Outcome 10 of Vision 2030, Jamaica will become much better at conserving energy in our households and business places. Let's start this Christmas with responsible consumption practices. Unplug appliances that are not in use and be sure to purchase energy-smart appliances when you are giving gifts. Read more about Outcome 10 at vision2030.gov.jm or learn more by calling 906-446-324. It's now time for our Glimpses of Jamaica segment with Philip Coombs.
Well, growing up, we used to save money and buy clappers. We started buying clappers for October. So we could raise the money, we save it. Pack a clapper, the big giant was for penny for one. So it's on 2 shillings and 6 pence. We have pack a big clappers, 30 giant. And the smaller one, what we hear penny, it was 20 in the pack. And we buy a balloon and fee. And all those things. We would go to one house to the another house and we'd eat and enjoy ourselves. Christmas was beautiful.
What's your favorite glimpse of Christmas past? Call and share it with us at 926-374-026 or email us at radio@gis.gov.jm and have your memory aired during our Glimpses of Jamaica segment. On our community notice board, the Kingston and St. Andrew Municipal Corporation will stage its annual Christmas tree lighting ceremony at St. William Grant Park, downtown Kingston, this Thursday, December 21 at 6:30 p.m. And before we go, here's a Christmas tip. Make a list and check it twice. Avoid making several trips to buy gifts and groceries. You may spend hours of your time waiting in long lines. And that's where we end today's program. Thanks for listening. Join us tomorrow as we highlight happenings Roundabout JA. With studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.